We clearly are very conscious and acknowledge the awful tragedy that happened in Chrysler in the village on the 7th of October last year. And again, extend our sincere condolences to the families directly impacted, the entire community, and I suppose everyone affected by those terrible events. And I suppose just to say that we are continuing to liaise with the families in relation to, I suppose, these different proposals that are now emerging. And we'd like to think that we'll work at a pace and bring people along with us at a pace which they're comfortable with. And we're very, very anxious to do that.
All right, just for context there then, Liam, was this already planned or is this a process that was begun in the wake of the awful tragedy?
Yeah, I suppose the starting point for this was that in the aftermath of the tragedy, Donegal County Council, through a proposal presented by the chief executive, suggested that we would establish a Chrysler working group within council. And I suppose the purpose of that working group was to look at different projects and I suppose opportunities that might come about that could be funded and could be implemented that would help the community, obviously those directly affected by the tragedy and the wider community, I suppose, in their journey of healing, after the awful events that took place. So this was considered in November last year by Donegal County Council, and from that a working group was established. I suppose just to say a word or two about the working group. The working group is made up by officials from within Donegal County Council, including myself as chair of the group. I'm joined by two colleagues, Paul Kelly and Aideen Doherty. We also have elected members represented on the working group through the Cathaoirleach of the council, Councillor Liam Blaney, and joined by councillors Micheál McLafferty, Noreen McGarvey, and John Hamish O'Farrie, all from the Glenties Municipal District. And I suppose most importantly, and I think this is an important point to dwell on, is the community itself being represented within the working group. And those representatives, led by Father John Joe Duffy, also Lorcan Rorty, Yvonne McGuinness, and Stephen Doak, they have played a central role in terms of how this has moved on. And I suppose we are in a stage, and I know we'll be coming to talk about that today, about where we're at now. But as we've progressed through our thinking here, the input from the local community representatives on that group has been mm-hmm. has been vital, really.
Yeah, because we are, the first year anniversary hasn't happened yet, and some might feel that this is so soon that they can't necessarily really process what they want from this process. But that being said, with the people involved that you've mentioned there, they would have a good sense of what the broader community would want. Obviously, everyone's going to have different opinions, but you'd be satisfied with the names that you've mentioned being involved there, that we're doing the right thing then at the right time.
Yeah, and I think your point is well made, Greg. Like, people will move at different paces as to how they deal with us and the aftermath of the tragedy. And we have to be very conscious of that and very mindful of that as we progress our work. But yeah, as I say, the input from the local community reps, and I think the degree of consultation that we have taken place, that has taken place, the manner in which it was carried out, I think we're confident that we are moving at a pace that people are comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And you're so right. You know, there's no timeline that suits everyone here, and we have to be very mindful of that as we move on with the work.
Okay, so what is on the table at the moment? Like, what has been, and it will be presented to the local people, and they'll have first eyes in it, of course. But just to give us an idea of where we're at, what's up for discussion, what kind of work has been done so far, Liam?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's important to just take us back a small step. This is the second round of public consultation, I suppose, initiated by the Chrysler, the working group. A very active Chrysler Community Association, and very, very strongly supported by ARUP, who are, I suppose, a multidisciplinary global consultancy team who have provided services here and have worked with the group, or the team in the council, on a pro bono basis, and their support has been critical. And Agnes Monaghan and the team in Arup have been fantastic to work with. So we held an initial round of public consultation in May, and we got some fantastic feedback from that. We got great input. We were very pleased with the level of engagement we had. We had over 180 people attended the event, the public consultation event, which is similar to the event that now will be happening later today. We engaged with the schools. We had, as I said, engaged with the families, or offered the opportunities to the families to engage. We had different stakeholder briefings, including for landowners, for the trustees of lands that we were hoping to use. And we offered the opportunity for an online comments. So in total, we had over 1,200 responses, which was quite remarkable.
That really is, for a public consultation process, that's huge, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's huge. And I suppose what the task that we had was distilling all the feedback that we received. And I suppose emerging from that, there are two pieces of work that we are advancing now. And this is what we want to bring back to the community now, our thinking in relation to both pieces of work. The first of those pieces of work is a village plan. So that's a plan that will allow for different regenerational development projects to occur in the village. It's probably a long-term plan, but it includes a range of different initiatives and different infrastructure projects across the board. And the feedback we got from the community, we would like to think that they will see their comments reflected in that draft plan that we will be presenting later today. That work is being led by Arup, and they've done an absolutely fantastic job. And I'm hoping that the community will welcome what has been presented. And obviously, there will be opportunities to take on board further comment. The second piece of work, which is around, I suppose, a community regeneration project, this came very much to the fore in the earlier consultations. So we are looking at a particular project on a piece of land in the centre of the village. And I suppose at this stage, we are anxious that we present the initial thinking around that we have taken from the consultation that has happened to date. And now that we've worked up some designs around that and what will be included and what may not be included. So this is a further opportunity for the community to engage with us, to say, yeah, they like aspects of it. Maybe they don't like other aspects. And from this consultation event, we will take away the feedback we receive, and that will allow us to inform the final concepts for this regeneration project, which we hope to move through the planning process, certainly before the end of the year.